Why is the National Endowment for the Arts on the chopping block? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Knockel, assistant professor of art education at Penn State University, looks into this question.
The Trump administration, like conservatives since Reagan, wanted to fund the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, putting this agency on the chopping block again. Historically, the NEA has weathered criticism from the left and the right. The right generally argues state funding for culture shouldn't be the government's business, while some on the left have expressed concern about how the funding might come with constraints on creative freedoms. Prior targeting of the NEA, during the culture wars of the 1980s and 90s, had more to do with the kind of art the government funded than any discernible impact to the budget. Controversies over NEA-funded artists who brought attention to the AIDS crisis, invoked religious freedoms, or explored feminist and LGBTQ issues brought the ire of conservative legislators. But today, it's not about the art itself. Defunding is largely driven by an ideology from the right to shrink the federal government and decentralize power. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, argues that the federal government should not use its coercive power of taxation to support culture, period. And that ideological push presents real threats to our economy and our communities. The amount in question, roughly $148 million, is a drop in the bucket of a $3.9 trillion federal budget. While conservatives claim they're saving taxpayer dollars, they ignore the significant economic return of federal arts funding. The Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that the arts and culture industry generated $704 billion of economic activity in 2013 and employed nearly 5 million people. Eliminating the NEA threatens the collapse of a network of regionally controlled, state-level arts agencies and local councils. Defunding is not targeting a centralized bureaucracy that dictates elite culture from the proverbial swamp. Rather, it targets regional, cultural institutions, destabilizing the vitality of local communities. Ultimately, the Trump administration needs to decide whether artistic and cultural work is important to a thriving economy and democracy.
That was Aaron Knockel of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.